Mesechtes Bava Basra, Daf Samach Hei, 7 lines from the top of Daf Samach Hei Mid Aleph, and on Mishnah Daf Samach Dalam Mid Aleph, we stated, Hamichs Abayis, Le Machs Abor, Veloy Sados, Vetzorach Likachle Derech, to Rabbi Kiva, Le Chamoimim, Einer Tzorach Likachle Derech, and we explained that Rabbi Kiva holds Meich Abayin Yafar Meicha, and the Cham hold Meich Abayin Yafar Meicha. And the Gemara then stated, Rav Huna Om Rav, Halacha Kedrich Achamim, Rav Huna said in the name of Rav, that Halacha follows the Chamim, that Meich Abayin Rav Meicha, and Rabbi Yemi Ba'aba Om Shmuel, or Rabbi Yemi Ba'aba stated in the name of Shmuel, Halach Rabbi Kiva, the Meicha Ba'in Yafu Meicha. And the Gemara then proved that Rabbi Yemi Ba'aba actually had a wrong understanding as to the exact machlekes between the Chachamim and Rabbi Kiva, and he actually learned machlekes punfakert, as the Chachamim held Meicha Ba'in Yafu Meicha, and Rabbi Kiva was the Shita that held Meicha Ba'in Ram Meicha. And therefore, as Rosh Hash points out, that even when Rabbi Yemi Ba'aba said the name of Shmuel, Halach Rabbi Kiva, he doesn't mean that Halach is Meicha Ba'in Yafu Meicha, but he actually meant that Halach is Meicha Ba'in Ram Meicha, as he had the reverse Shitas. However, as we will see in a moment, Meister, the Gemara comes out that Shmuel actually did pass like Rabbi Kiva, that Meicha Ba'in Yafo, and as we will see, Rabbi Nachman will say over in the name of his Rebbe Shmuel that the halacha follows Rabbi Kiva, that Meicha Ba'in Yafo Meicha. Gemara begins, Omli Rabbino Ravashi, Isra Ravina says to Ravashi, Lema Adul Tamayu, let us say that Rav, who we said, holds like the Chachamim, and he holds Meicha Ba'in Yafo Meicha, and Shmuel, who holds like Rabbi Kiva, that Meicha Ba'in Yafo Meicha, are both going Lishitasam. The Omri Rabbi Nachman Omri Shmuel, as Rabbi Nachman stated the name of Shmuel, and we already saw this memory on Daf Zayin Amud Beis, Ha'achin Shechoku, two brothers, let's call them Reuven and Shimon, are splitting up their father's estate. Ein len loy derech zel zeh, v'loy sulam zel zeh, v'loy chalene zel zeh, v'loy amasamayim zel zeh, v'zor ben shalachas kavu hasein. Let us now explain each case that Shmuel just brought down. As number one, ein len loy derech zel zeh, then let's say that Father Yaakov owned one large parcel of land, and of course when Yaakov was alive, he was able to walk from one parcel to the other, and there was no other owner. And at this point, when they split up the estate, so Reuven took parcel A and Shimon took parcel B, which was inside the area of parcel A, and there was no way to get to parcel B without walking through parcel A. So Shmuel holds that Shimon would not have a right of way and would not be able to walk through Reuven's Sada. As Rashbam explains, because when brothers split up an estate, and Shneim Meichrin Zelazeh, it's looked at as if they're selling one half of the estate to the other, and therefore when Shimon agreed to give parcel A to Reuven, so he did so as a mechira and as a sale, and when he sold it to Reuven, he did so ba'ayin yafa, and therefore he gave him the entire parcel, and he didn't retain for himself a right of way. And of course, as we stated, this would go lishitasai as Shmuel passing like Rabbi Kiva that mecha ba'ayin yafa mecha. And once again, we see that Shmuel holds that mecha ba'ayin yafa mecha. And Rashbam is bothered that lechira, just like we could say that Shimon was mecha ba'ayin yafa, and therefore he gave the entire parcel A to Reuven, and he didn't retain a right of way for himself. Lechira, we should also say that when Reuven gave Shimon his parcel of land, since Reuven understood that Shimon would not be able to get to parcel B without walking through parcel A, then L'chayr, Reuven should also sell to Shimon Ba'ayin Yafa, and L'chayr, he should have included it right away as well. And let us see the Rashbam, 11 lines from the end of the Rashbam, Dil Matzchol, in Lehen Derech Zel Zeh, that he states, L'gabi P'timi Shayach L'mei Ma'ayin Yafa, Da'afa Pisha Tzorech L'freich Ba'avir, and even though Shimon understood that he would have to fly through the air or buy the right away from Reuven, he still gave the parcel of land to Reuven Ba'ayin Yafa, and he didn't retain a right away for himself. By not giving him a part of his land, that's not considered Ayin Ra. As Lemaisa, Reuven is considered a buyer regarding parcel A, and he's not considered a seller, and regarding someone that's purchasing something, then we don't say the klal of Ayin Yafa. Lemaisa, Reuven is considered a seller only legabe parcel B that he sold to his brother Shimon, and Lemaisa he gave that entire sada to Shimon, and he didn't retain anything in sada B, and Veleka Ayin Ra gabe klal, and we can't say that he did anything by Ayin Ra. Shmuel also taught us, if when splitting up the estate of their father, Reuven took a bias and a chatzah, and Shimon received as his portion an attic or a second story, so even though when the father owned the bias and the chatzah aliyah, he would place his ladder in the chatzah and he would get up to the second story. However, as Rashi says on Dav Zayin, the Lemaisa at this point, since Shimon was Yerushas and he split up with his brother, so the Ba'ayin Ramaycha, and since Lemaisa Reuven got the bias and the chatzah, so therefore Shimon gave it to him Ba'ayin Yafa, and Shimon did not retain the right to place his ladder in Reuven's chatzah. Ayin Taisis on Dav Zayin Rebeis that actually explains this a bit differently, and he says, Kirish Bekuntris, Im Notal Zebayis, Vichotza, Vizen Notal Aliyah, In Likvoya, Sulam Chatzerish Azeh, Lalis Aliyah. So, the Kashalui, the Hainu Vali Derek Zalzeh, the Lachurid is exactly the same point as Lloyd Derek Zalzeh, Vinuri, and therefore he explains, Kagoin Shalok Zebayis, that Reuven took the house, Vizel Aliyah, Vichotza, and although Shimon owns a second story as well as the Chotza, he still can't place his ladder in his own Chotza, as he will have to lean his ladder against Reuven's bias, and Shmuel teaches us that Shimon would not be able to do so. However, the Ritva explains that Dav Zayin and Beis Va'afagav the Haktoni V'Loi Derech Zalzeh Tavayu Istrichu as the Salkadai Tachamina, as in this case of a Sulam we may have a Hamina the Kivin the Sulam Kavuru, as since the Sulam is a permanent fixture but Vaday Loi Yistalik, he certainly would not have to remove the Sulam V'Lidu K'Nidari Avosei and would be able to live here just like his father did, and therefore Shmuel had to teach us V'Loi Sulam Zalzeh, and Shmuel also had to teach us V'Loi Derech Zalzeh because Inami Loi Tema the Kivin the Derech Milsadai Rayu V'Einam that in both these cases that Shimon doesn't have a right to a derech and he doesn't have a right to keep a sulam there. And Shmuel also taught us that if when Reuven and Shimon split up the assets of their father, Reuven received the chatzah and Shimon received the house that had windows in it, although where their father always had windows, Reuven has a right to build a structure right next to the house, and even though he will block Shimon's light and he will block his windows. Ayin Rabban who points out certainly Reuven can't say to Shimon that I have a chutzah right next to your windows and you're causing me hezekriya. Certainly as it is certainly understood that whatever we receive from our father, that is exactly what we could retain. Reuven could not force Shimon to close up his windows. And similarly, Tais Rid states and certainly Reuven could go and build a wall or build a house right next to Shimon's window, and it's not a problem if he'll block his light. Finally, Shmuel taught us that if Reuven and Shimon split up the estate of their father, and Reuven receives a field that's next to a water source, and Shimon is not next to a water source, and Shimon wants to create an irrigation canal going from the water source, traveling through Reuven's Sada, and then ending up in his Sada, and once again, since Shimon gave Reuven parcel A, which is closer to the water source, so therefore he gave it to him by Yafa, and he didn't retain for himself any rights to build an irrigation canal. Shmuel ended off with his Zaru Behen Shalachas Kavuas Hain, and he should be Nizar to make sure that this is the way you act, as this is the Psak, and we Paskin that Meicha by Yafa Meicha. The Gemara continues, Rav Oma Yeshlen, and Rav Paskins like the Chachamim that Meicha Bayin Rahu Meicha, and therefore he Paskins that Yeshlen Derech Zalzeh, and Yeshlen Sulam Zalzeh, Yeshlen Chalin Zalzeh, and Yeshlen Am Samayim Zalzeh. Therefore, in all these cases, when Shimon actually decided to split up the estate of his father and he gave a portion to Reuven, then certainly he retained for himself any rights that would be beneficial to him. Meicha Bayin Rahu Meicha, and as Rashbam states in the first wide lines, Rav Am Yeshlen the Meicha Bayin Rahu Meicha, when Meshai La'atme B'mashem Rachel Achiv, Dava Tzarech Loi Kagoyin Derech Fa'ira. Maisa the Rashbam understands that when the Gemara stated Amal Ravina Rav Ashi Leima Azul Tamayu, Ravina wasn't only making a statement that let us say that this din of Shmuel and Rav are following their own shitas, but he's also asking a question as L'chayu, why would Rav and Shmuel have to be chaylik in two different cases, as if Rav already taught us that he passed in like the Chachamim that Meicha Bayin Rahu Meicha, we could figure out what he would pass in the case of Achan Shechalku, and L'chayu, if Shmuel already taught us that the halacha is like Rabbi Kiva that Meicha Bayin Yafa, then we could figure out what Shmuel Shita is in the case of Achan Shechalku. And at this point of the Gemara, it's as if the Gemara states, Amar Rav Ashi Ravina, Rav Ashi answers Ravina, Tzricha, that we need the dinim of Rav and Shmuel, both benegay the dinim of an estate, as well as the dinim benegay a transaction. As Rav Ashi explains, the Ashmin Abihi, as if we would only say the din benegay Yusha, then possibly we could say that the reason why that Rav Paskin, that Shimon has right to a derech, and he has right to Chaloinus, and he has right to Sulamis, as well as to Amas Samayim, is not because Meicha Bayin Rahu Meicha, Meshum the Amalei, Be'ina Lamedabe, Kehechi de Dor Be'avase, as Shimon was telling his brother Reuven, that I want to live in this home, and I want to use this property exactly as our father did, and therefore, even if we would hold that Meicha Bayin Yafu Meicha, I never would have agreed to give you these items, as certainly I wanted and I intended to keep these properties and use them exactly as our father did. Hey, I'll bring you a raya that the din of Yerusha is not the same as the din of a transaction and the din of Mekach HaMemka, as the Pasuk states in Tillim, Yisraelim, Tachzav Yisecha, Yubinecha, the children of Mali Mokim of their parents, and they take the place of their father, and therefore, B'negei Yerusha, I would have a right to use my property exactly in the same manner that our father uses property, Al-Baha, even Moidele L'Shmuel, but maybe in the case of Mekhel Memcha, then Rav would be Moidele to Shmuel, the Mecha Bayin Yafu Mecha. Gemara continues with the reverse point as well, at B'i Yit Ma'Baha, and if we would only see the machlekes between Rav and Shmuel, B'negei Mecha Bayin Yafu and Mecha Bayin Ra, B'negei a transaction, so we would state B'ha Kam Shmuel, then maybe only B'negei a transaction did Shmuel hold Mecha Bayin Yafu Mecha, Al-Bahach in Moidele L'Rav, but B'negei Yerusha maybe be Moidele to Rav. Certainly, Shimon would be able to say to Reuven, and therefore, Tzricha, that's why we needed both of these members of Rav and Shmuel in order to teach us that in all scenarios, Rav holds like Rabbanon that Meicha Bayin Rahu Meicha, and Shmuel holds like Rav Akiva that Meicha Bayin Yafu Meicha. Let us see the Rashbam, the second of the wide lines where he states, Hachi Gassin and Tzricha, Ravashi Udum Kamahadu Brachel Ravina, Tlai Ozl Tamar Lugamri, Bein Lumba Machlechus Mechavrasa, Umiyu Derech Gemaru Leima Vozl Tamar Vitzricha, Aval Hacham Royu the Ayubu Behedya, Vamru Lima Ozl Tamayu, Hilka Chutzuk Lima Blushin Teret, Tzricha, as we explained. However, let's see the top tesis on the Amid, that tesis states, Hachi Gars Rabbeinu Chananel, Ve Ozl Tamayu Vitzricha, Vhutzuk Lefarish Vitzricha, Vele Tikshe, Vele Fligba Chodazimna, Vechen Yisugis Gemar, Bechol Mokim. According to tesis, Rabbeinu did not ask a question to Rav Ashi, Lefi Zer, Rav Ashi did not respond Tzricha, and it was actually Rabbeinu that continued and explained why we had to bring a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel, Benegay of both these scenarios. And keep in mind that although we originally stated that when Rabbi Yirmiyahu ben Abba stated the name of Shmuel, Halachah Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yirmiyahu ben Abba actually was Mahapik the Shitais, and he actually thought Rabbi Akiva holds Mecha Bayin Rav Mecha, and therefore he was actually saying that Shmuel paskins that Mecha Bayin Rav Mecha. However, certainly in our Gemara, based on the way that Rabbi Yirmiyahu asked this question to Rav Ashi, and Rav Nachman actually said this member the name of his Rebbe Shmuel, and we see that Shmuel certainly paskins like Rabbi Akiva that Mecha Bayin Yafu Mecha. Gemara continued that we saw machlekes between Rav Nachman, who was a Talmud of Shmuel, that paskin like Rav Akiva that Mecha Bayin Yafu Mecha, and Rav Huna, who stated in the name of Rav, that Allah follows the Chachamim that Mecha Bayin Rav Mecha, and Omele Rav Nachman Rav Huna. So Rav Nachman says to Rav Huna, Hilchusik Havasin is the Allah like us, and we paskin that Mecha Bayin Yafu Mecha, or Hilchusik Havasarechu, or is the Allah like you that Mecha Bayin Rav Mecha, and Omele and Rav Huna respond to Rav Nachman, Hilchusik Havasarechu, that Allah follows you that Mecha Bayin Yafu Mecha, the Makavisu Lubava, the Reish Glusa, the Shchichi Dainai. Since Rav Nachman was the son in law of the Reish Glusa, and he was Makurv to the house of the Reish Glusa, therefore you saw how the Bezdin that was by the Reish Glusa would always paskin, so it must be that you knew that the Bezdin always paskin and Mecha Bayin Yafu Mecha, therefore even I would have to agree with you that we paskin like Rabbi Akiva that Mecha Bayin Yafu Mecha. And let's keep in mind that practically it makes sense to paskin Mecha Bayin Yafu Mecha, as in this manner when someone sells something, they can't come back and claim that I retained certain items for myself, and therefore it makes much more sense the Mecha has a responsibility to be clear as to what items he's retaining for himself and what exactly he's selling. And if the Mecha is not clear, then we would have to say that he stole Ba'ayin Yafa, and the Mecha didn't retain those items for himself. And before we continue, let's point out that up until this point, we were talking about a scenario where Reuven sells an item to Shimon, and there's a question if Reuven retains something for himself, and therefore we have a Shaila if Mecha Ba'ayin Yafa Mecha or Mecha Ba'ayin Rahu Mecha. However, our Gemara will now continue and discuss a scenario where there was a seller that sold two different items to two separate people, and he didn't retain anything for himself. And as the Gemara continues, Itmar, we learned, Shnei Batim Zelufnim Mizeh, if Reuven owned two houses, and it was set up as a row house, and there was one internal bias and an external bias, and in order for someone that was in the internal bias to go into the Rishis Rabim, he would have to walk through the external house and through the outer house. And of course, when Reuven owned both homes, then certainly Reuven could walk from the internal home to the external home and out into the Rishis Rabim. However, now that Reuven sold the external home to Shimon and the internal home to Levi, so Shimon says to Levi, I don't want to let you walk through my home unless you pay me money and unless you buy right away. And the Gemara teaches us, Shnei Mecha, Shnei Matana, if both these transactions were done as a sale or both of these transactions were done as Matana, so then Inland Derech Zalzeh, then all will agree that Levi can't walk through Shimon's bias and he would have to purchase that right from Shimon and he would not own a right of way. As Rashbam explains, Shnei Mecha, Shemachum B'yach L'Shnei B'nei Adam, since Reuven sold both of these houses to two separate people at the same moment, or Shnei B'yach Matan L'Shnei B'nei Adam, we gave both of these houses as a gift to two separate people, namely Derech L'Pnimei Al-Chitzayin, then certainly Levi would not have a right to walk through Shimon's property. And the Rashbam explains this further, svara that even according to Rabbi Kiva, that generally hold that mecha by nafu mecha, that is only a svara when looking at the right that Reuven retained for himself when he sold something to Shimon. However, in our case, where Reuven sold one house to Shimon and one house to Levi, so the chehechel primi zavim v'yar by nafu, so just like there's a svara to say that he sold the home to Levi by nafu, and therefore he wanted Levi to have the right of way, but the maisa is a competing svara that chitzin nami by nafu yar v'zavim, that certainly when he sold the outer house to Shimon, that certainly he also sold him by Yafa, and Shimon would receive the entire house, and he wouldn't have a problem of having Levi walking through his home. And for example, like the case of a Mishnah, where Reuven sold a house to Shimon, and we said that Reuven retains the right to the bar and dus, so in that case, Rabbi Kiva holds that Reuven did not retain a right of way for himself, as Meicha by Yafa Meicha. Before we continue, let's point out that certainly when comparing a matana to a mecha, then certainly if we say that someone will sell something by a nyafa, then certainly a person will give a matana by a nyafa, as the whole purpose of giving a gift to someone is because he loves that person, he wants to benefit that person, and therefore the Gemara continues, the koshkin chitz of matana primi b'mecha, and certainly this halacha would apply in a case where Reuven actually gave matana to Shimon and he gave him the outer bias and he sold the inner bias to Levi, that certainly in that case Levi would not have a right of way over Shimon. And certainly since Reuven gave the outer house to Shimon as a gift, therefore certainly he gave it to him by nafa, and he definitely didn't want Levi to have a right of way through Shimon's rishus. However, the Gemara questions chitzu mecha primi matana, what would happen? It would be an exact opposite case where Reuven sold the outer house to Shimon and he gave the inner house to Levi as a matana. Gemara states, and we thought that there would not be a chilp between this case and the previous cases. Lemaisa, since Reuven did not retain anything for himself, so even though he sold the outer house to Shimon and he actually gave the inner house to Levi matana, Lemaisa, as Rashbam states, the kivul l'shnayim meicha v'noisin in ralze v'tevelze, that certainly he would not differentiate between the two parties, and certainly he would not include a derech, and he would not include it right away for Levi. However, the Gemara continues, v'loyi, and this is not true, as miloy tan, as won't we learn on daf ayin alaf and alaf, that b'med v'rumur b'meicha, al b'nois matana, nois nes kulon, the only time that Rabbanon held that meicha ba'ayin rohu meicha is only b'negei a transaction, and b'negei mekach memkar. However, in regard to a gift, that even Rabbanon agree, that noisin ba'ayin yafuhu noising, therefore in this last scenario, Reuven actually sold the outer house to Shimon, and he gave the inner house to Levi as a matana, then certainly he retained the right of way for Levi, and certainly someone that gives a matana gives it with a greater ayin yafa than when he sells something to another party. And as the Gemara states, Alma mandiyav matana ba'ayin yafa yav, hachinami mandiyav matana ba'ayin yafa yav, and therefore even Rav agrees that there is definitely a chilut between mechira and matana, and certainly in this case, Levi would have a right of way, and he would not have to purchase that from Shimon, as certainly lefi Rabbanon, someone that gives a matana gives it ba'ayin yafa, when he sold the outer field to Shimon, he did so ba'ayin ra. However, even according to Rabbi Kiva, that even by mechira, did done ba'ayin yafa. However, certainly when someone gives a matana to his friend, then he does so even with a greater ayin yafa, and therefore certainly Levi has a right of way, and he can walk, and in order to get the Rishus Rabbim, he has a right to walk through Shimon's home, and Shimon cannot stop him, and he would not have to buy it right away from Shimon. Before we continue with the next Mishnah, let's point out that the first Mishnah in this parak on Daf Samach Alf and Alf started, HaMichas Abayis LeMochas HaYetziyah, then when the Mishnah continued on Daf Samach Dal and Alf to discuss a person that sold a house stomach, the Mishnah did not again state HaMichas Abayis LeMochas Abav LeYisados, and instead it started and stated LeYisabav LeYisados Alf HaPish HaKasav LeYum Kuruma. However, although our Mishnah will also be discussing a case where Reuven sold a house and he sold it in stomach and he didn't define exactly what he was including in the home, the Mishnah repeats itself and our Mishnah once again begins and states HaMichas Abayis, and we will get back to this point when we learn the Gemara Daf Samach Hem Beis. And let's also keep in mind that our Mishnah will basically be teaching us one idea, and the Mishnah will teach us that if Reuven sells a house to Shimon and he doesn't define exactly what's included in the term bias, then Shimon will have a right to anything which is categorized as kaka and that's permanently affixed to the ground. However, anything which is either not permanently affixed to the ground or is not considered kaka, then those items would not be included in the sale and Shimon would not be entitled to these items. And some of the items that the Mishnah will discuss we are not exactly familiar with, but we will mention them in any case and we'll try to explain as best as possible. The Mishnah begins, HaMichas Abayis, if Reuven sells a home to Shimon and he doesn't define exactly what's included in the term bias, so machas adelas, then certainly Reuven sells the door, which is attached to the house, which is attached to the ground, as that is considered kaka and is considered part of the home. However, the key to the home is not included because it's a davar metaltel, and as Rashbam states, kol demilso kol tashmishi bayis hakavuim mechurim b'chlal bayis v'metaltel in a mechurim, and adelas is the chol mechubel kaka reyu kaka. Mishnah continues, machas hamachteshes kavua avoloyis hametaltelas. The mill that's attached to the ground and is permanent is included in the sale. However, even though a mill that's movable is very heavy, it's still not included in the sale. And when we learn the Gemara, we will see that it is actually the Shita Rabbi Eleza, and the Chum will argue on this point. And the Mishnah continues, Machas hasrubel avoloyis hakeles. The wood frame, which is around a millstone that secures the mill in place, is included in the sale, as that is something which is permanently affixed to the ground. However, the keles, which is explained as the hopper, or as Rabbeinu Gershom states, Hainu Rechayim El Yoyna, this is the upper millstone, Shechayzeris, that keeps turning, the Loyav Mechubo, that is not Mechubo, and even though that's something that's integral to the bottom millstone, which is included, it's still not included in the sale. While the Mishnah teaches us, Beloya Satana, Beloya Sakarayim, and Reuven also doesn't include a movable and portable oven or a portable stove. Although we explain that Atana and Karayim are referring to an oven or a stove that is not attached to the ground, however, Ayin Taisi, Zibel Mascha, Loy Mocha, Loya Satana, Beloya Sakarayim, Beloya Sakarayim, he first brings down, like the Rashbam, that we're talking about a Tana and Karayim that are detached from the ground and that are Mataltlin, and he brings a raya to this idea, and then he brings down that it's possible to say that it's actually Mechubah to Kaka, as generally a Tana and Karayim was secured to the ground. And Ayin Shom, how he explains the Mishnah. Only the Mishnah states that although we stated that Bistoma, these items are not included, however, Bizman Sha'omalai Hu V'chom Ash B'Techai, Rei Kulam Mechurin, that Reuven said to Shimon, and he wrote in the Shtar, that I'm selling you this house as well as everything that's part of this house, then he includes all these items in the sale. And let's keep in mind that the Gemara will bring a brisa, and the brisa will state that even if a person says, I'm selling you this bayis, v'chom mashu b'teichai, he still does not include a bar and dus, and he does include a yitzia. Therefore, getting back to our original point, when the Mishnah stated hamichsa bayis, the Mishnah didn't just continue from where it left off on Daf Samach Dalid, and didn't just say, mochas hadelas avaleich samavteach, and the reason is because the Mishnah wanted to make a break between our Mishnah and the previous Mishnayis, as the din of Bizman Sha'omalei Hu V'chol Mashiach B'Teichai only applies to this Mishnah and doesn't apply to the previous Mishnayis. And we continue in Daf Samach Hei Amud Beis, and prior to learning the Gemara, let us see the top Rashbam, as Rashbam points out that even though our Mishnah stated that if Reuven says to Shimon, I'm selling you this bayis v'chol mashiach b'teichai harei kul mechurin, that only applies to those things that are tashmish da metaltlin that we mentioned in our Mishnah, which are very heavy items and which generally aren't moved from this Rishus, and therefore we can understand why they're included in the sale of the home. However, the Rashbam points out that even though Reuven says to Shimon, I'm selling you kol mashiach b'teichai, he definitely doesn't include other items, even though they service the home. And as Rashbam explains, as since these items are very heavy, therefore it's not normal to move them out of the house and to lend them out, and therefore only those items are included in the sale. However, other items would not be included. And Rashbam is bothered that this is the yisoid, then why would the key be included if a key is very light? And the Rashbam explains that this key is something which was keyed specifically to this door, and therefore it's not normal to go lend it out or to remove it from this door, and that's why it's included in the sale. And Rashbam now continues and brings two reasons why other items are not included in the sale. Behind the time glazov and shami tashmishte the libitil gabi bias, as they're not bottled to this house. Inami in rates less rachik minashkuna shalai, as lemaisa this person that's selling a home is definitely not leaving this neighborhood. The yoder bias achar, and he's going to go live in another house. Vitzuch lemetaltlin, and certainly he needs all of his items, and therefore he wouldn't sell all of his metaltlin. Based on this yisoid, Rashbam now will go and explain why there's a difference between someone that sells a home and someone sells a chotza, or when selling a city. And as Rashbam continues, Abagabi chotza tsam kamon, the lemaisa bidgeya chotza, the Mishnah daf samach zayin amun alfu teach us, the omolay komasha b'techa, hare komataltum kurin, then you do sell all metaltlin, the hainu komani tashmishte, the iku metaltum vad mechitim visari, and you sell everything except for chitim visarium. The reason why there's a chilut between selling a chotza and selling a bias, as the kivin of mistalag mekolashkuna, as since this person is moving out of the entire neighborhood, machas kulon, therefore it must be he sold everything, as the tereh huloi lohitzi kelim misham, as it's a great tircha to take all his kelim and go and move to a different neighborhood. Inamil gabi chotza shu dava gadol b'teli, or we say ben geir chotza, which is a larger area, therefore more items are bottled to that area. And Rashbam extends this idea to a city as well. The gabi meches ha'ir tnan that ulamais we will learn on Daf Samaches, the Kiva Mistalik, as this person is not only changing neighborhoods, but he's moving out of the city. Therefore, certainly he wants to include as much as possible in the sale. The Terech Lohitzi Metatli Ira Harris, Inami Betain Lagabi Ira, and Kol the Bilsa, Kol Mecha Goda Mechaberi, Rebuildum Kuyosa, Hagodlufi Godloi, Vakotlufi Kotnoi, Ayan Shum. The Gemara continues and asks, Lim Masisin, the Likra Mea, do we have to say that our mission is not like Rameo? And generally we know that Stam Mishnah goes like Rameo. And the Gemara explains, the Ikra Mea, as if our mission is going like Rameo, Ha'omar Lemaisa Rameo Shita is, and Af Ayan Chesem Rebeis, in a Braisa, the Mochsa Kerem, that if Reuven sells a vineyard to Shimon, Mocha Tashmisha Kerem, then he sells him all the Tashmishim of the Kerem, even if there are new posts that weren't yet stuck in the ground and they are waiting to be used in order to support the vines of the vineyard, they are also included in the sale. In the Chur, it seems Rameo is being Chiluk on our Mishnah, as in our Mishnah we stated that any Dava Metatlel is not included in the sale, and Lemaisa, those support beams, even though they're ready to be placed into the ground, but ultimately they weren't yet placed in the ground, and therefore they should not be included in the sale, and therefore we see that Rameo is Chiluk on our Mishnah, and the Gemara responds, Afilu Tamer Rameo, that really we could say our Mishnah is going like Rameo, as Hasan Kavia and Hachal like Kavia, as although it's true that these posts are actually not in the ground at this point, however they will eventually go into the ground, and Lemaisa, once the posts are already lying in the vineyard, then it was the standard practice that they would keep those posts for this vineyard and they wouldn't move them to another area. Therefore, it may hold that they're included in the sale. But in our Mishnah, since all these items are not yet kavua in the kaka and the dov ha-metaltel, therefore, though they may be heavy, but ultimately they're items which are rented out or lent to other people. Therefore, since they're movable, so Reuven does not include that in the sale. And the Gemara continues that how can you say that Rameya actually is the Tanama Mishnah? You want to be mechalik between something which is kavia and something which is not kavia, but the Lemaisa in our Mishnah, we gave an example of a key, and certainly as we will explain from the Reshbam, that we're talking about a key which is similar to a Delis, which is Kavua, will always remain with this door, and will remain in this bias, and as the Gemara states, Ma Delis de Kvia, Af Mavtech de Kvia, and since we're talking about a door which is certainly Kavua, and will remain a part of this house, and it's included in the sale, therefore Mavtech is also considered Kvia, and even so, the Mishnah states that it's not included in the home, and therefore you see that Rameya is not the town of our Mishnah, as Lefi Rameya, it should be included in the home, just like when Reuven sold a vineyard to Shimon, then Reuven includes the posts, since those will stay in the vineyard. And the Gemara ends off, the Inechanami, Elamachvat, the Masisin, the Lake Rameya, the Inechanami, our Mishnah is not going like the Shita of Rameya. And let's see the first Rashbam in the Gemara, Le Masisin, the Tani, the Le Mach Machtesha, the Metaltel, the Lake Rameya, the riot that the Gemara wanted to bring, that our Mishnah is not like Rameya, was specifically from the case of our Mishnah, where the Mishnah stated that if Reuven sells a home to Shimon, then Le Mach Machtesha, the Metaltel, and I am Taptasis, who points out, name Masis the Lake Rameya, Midsan Le Mach as a Mafteach Daik, Taisis learns that the Gemara, even the Havmina, was actually learning that our Mishnah is not like Rameya from the case of our Mishnah, which stated that if Reuven sells a home to Shimon, that he doesn't sell him a key. And as Taisis states, the Mikreich Mafteach Masik, the Asad Lake Rameya, as the Maisel of Hidamaskana, we come out that because of the case of Mafteach, so we learn that our Mishnah is not like Rameya. And Taisis continued that I am saying my Pshat, specifically not like the Rashbam, the Loika Pirisha contributes the Pirish, the Hashim, and the Tony Le Machas and Machtesh of the Taltal Kaparach, that at this point the Gemara is trying to prove that a Mishnah is not like Rameya from the case of the Mishnah of Le Machas and Machtesh of the Taltal. However, Lechir, it seems Pashat, the Rashbam actually learned this way specifically because the Gemara started and stated Le Masis and Le Rameya, which is Mashman and Zahamino, and since the Maskon Sagamara is that we actually say that a Mishnah is not like Rameya, therefore the Rashbam is trying to explain why the Gemara started off with the idea of Le Masisin if this is actually the Maskona, and therefore the Rashbam explains that the Gemara is just changing course to how we will ultimately prove that the Mishnah is not like Rameya, and originally it thought that we will actually bring the Raya from the case of Le Mocha Samachtesh and Metaltel, and the end result will be that the Gemara will bring a Raya from the case of Le Mocha Samachteach. And before we continue with the Gemara, let us see the Rashbam, which is the fourth line of the middle width lines of the Rashbam, and the Rashbam states, from Avteach to Midadels Tani, Ma Adels the Kfiya Lo'ilam, Shemizizin Oitzer Misham Litatel and Mokal Mokim, and certainly you don't move a door from place to place, Af Mavteach Bishal Itzmayer the Kfiya, and we're also talking about a key that is made out of wood that is kavua in the door. And as we know that in smaller towns there are keys that are never moved from a home, and even though they're never removed from the door, they're not going to be included in the sale. Rashbam is bothered that how do you know that it has to be that Mavteach and Delis are similar, as maybe we're talking about a Delis which is kavua and a Mavteach which is not kavua, and Rashbam explains the East to the Mavtech, she ain't a Kavua, Mari, that if the Mishnah will be talking about a key that's not Kavua, Lifluk Blister be the Da, that the Mishnah shouldn't speak about a Delis, and instead the Mishnah should have been Machadish to us, that there's a difference between different types of keys, and the Mishnah should have stated, Hamichsa Bayis, Machsa Mavtech Kavua, I will lay some Teltels, Kedutani Gabi Machtashes, the Kolshkin Delis, the Kavua Tay, and certainly we would understand from here that a Delis, which is even more Kavua, certainly be included in the sale, Elamid Tony Delis, Shamina Delekla Fluge, El Bing Delis Mavtech, the Avagad de Kavua Bedelis in a Macha, and even though the key is Kavua in the Delis, it's still not sold, Shui Tashmish Kalu, Venech Lataltoi, Upam Shamataltelis, Avaloi Toder, Ayan Shom. The Gemara now continues, Tanar Abanan, and the Gemara will bring a Brysa, and this Brysa will be very similar to our Mishnah. However, as we will see, there will be one case which will be different than our Mishnah, and there will be a Machlekes between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Lezer, and our Mishnah will be going like the Shita Rabbi Lezer, and the Brysa states, Hamichas Abayis, Machas Adelis, Vesanag, Vesaminol, Avaloi Samavteach, that if Reuven sells a house to Shimon, and he sells the stomach, he didn't specify what's included and what's not included in the sale, then certainly the door of the home is included, as well as the bolt, as well as the lock of the home, as those things are considered part of the kaka. However, as our Mishnah stated, that he doesn't include a key, and even if that key is actually something which remains in the door and is not generally moved, Rashbam explains what's the difference between a naga and a minol. Zokt Rashbam, naga is briach, it is a bolt, the kavua bekoisel, and it's kavua in the wall of the home, and minol is kavua bedelis, and a lock is kavua on the door itself. And Ayin Rabbeinu Geshem, who gives a bit of more of a description of a naga, Hainu briach she kavua bekoisel lemaylem and adelis, uchshenoil adelis, noifel a naga ad laoritz venoiloi, and it bolts into the ground, and this keeps the door locked. Before we continue with the brisa, let us remember that in our Mishnah we stated machse machteshes kavua avuloyes metaltelin, that when selling a home you sell a permanent mill, you don't sell a mill that's metalteles and that's movable and that's not attached to the ground. And the brisa continued with the sheet of the chachamim that argue on our Mishnah, and the sheet of the chachamim is that machse machteshes hachakuka avuloyes kavua, when Reuven sells his home, it includes a mill which is a type of mill that was actually formed by actually carving into a wall of stone or into the ground. Therefore, at all times, it was actually a part of the ground and was part of the kaka. However, the chacham holds that if you have a mill that was previously not attached to the ground, and then after you formed it into a mill, then you attached it to the ground, then even though at this point it's mechubal kaka, it still is not included in the sale. And we will explain the svar of the chachamim once we finish the brisa. And the brisa continues, mocha astrubo, avaloya sakeles. In addition, when Reuven sells a home, then he sells the wood frame that secures the mill in place. That is also considered part of the kaka. However, Reuven doesn't include the upper millstone in the sale, as that is considered davar metaltel, since it's movable. Finally, the Brisa states, lo yaseh tana v'lo yaseh karayim v'lo yaseh rechayim, that you don't sell your stove or your oven or your movable mill. We already previously explained this. And finally, the Brisa states, Rabbi Elazar Eimer kol mechub l'kaka harayku kaka. And as Rashbam explains, the Rabbi Elazar is coming to argue specifically on the case of the chachamim of mavchachas mechtesh rechakuka avlo yaseh kavua. And Rabbi Elazar is the tana of our Mishnah, and he holds that not only would Reuven sell the mechtesh rechakuka, which is a mill that was originally formed while attached to the ground, but he would even sell a mill that was previously detached from the ground, but now is attached to the ground. Once again, we won't explain the shita of the Chacham and Rabbi Elazar until we finish Brisa. The Brisa continues, and as we stated in our Mishnah, however, if Reuven says, I'm selling you this house, as well as everything that's in the house, then Harei Kula Mechurin, then all these items that we just mentioned would be included, and Lazar Rashbam explained, because they're either heavy, and therefore they generally don't move from this area, or as he explained, be the gay key that even though it's light, but the Brisa now clarifies that even though we stated that if Reuven said that I'm selling you this house, but certainly even so, Reuven did not mean to include a bar or dus or yitzia. And Rashbam explains that a bar and dus and yitzia are different. These are not items which are within the house, as these are considered separate structures. Therefore, even though Reuven said, I'm selling you kol mashu b'teichoi, he did not include these items. And Ayin Rabbeinu Geshem, he points out, the chol hani reshus b'fnei atmehen v'leishayich yichlal in mabayis ayin shom. Before we continue and explain the sheet of the Chacham and Rabbi Elazar, let us try to give a better visual on what type of key we're referring to. And the Rashba states, yofa pirish Rabbi Yosef HaLevi ibn Megash kavua b'tashbish delazu kagoy mafteich shalanu, mafteich which is kavua, similar to the type of keys that we're used to, which are keys that only work for a specific door. As Rashba states, she'in ruyis el l'kol mafteich u'mafteich l'minol shaloi u'mafteich she'in kavua kagoyin oisei she'onu koryin oisei kandad v'koryin oisei b'loshin arab kapal v'hu ein kavua l'del This is similar to what we have nowadays, which is on a privacy lock where every key is the same, and for example, like we have on bedroom doors and on bathroom doors. And let's now return to the Shita of the Chacham and Rabbi Elazar, and we will explain the Shita of the Chacham and Rabbi Elazar in two different possible ways. And although this will not be relevant at this point, however, on the bottom of Daf Samach Hayom Beis, this will be very relevant. And one way to understand the Shita of the Chacham and Rabbi Elazar is very simple, and we could explain that since Mekach HaMemka is based on the Das of a person, the Chacham hold that Meicha Ba'ayin Rohu Meicha, Yad Bal HaShtar HaTachtoino, therefore, when Reuven sells his house, he only sells the Machteshes HaKuka, which was mamish built into the ground, Avoleya Sakavua, and Rabbi Elazar holds that Meicha Ba'ayin Yafa Meicha, and since Lamaisa, this mill is now attached to the ground, therefore, it's certainly sold, and certainly that was included in the term bias. However, as we will see, there is a second way to understand the Machlekes between the Chacham and Rabbi Elazar, and it's possible to explain that the Chacham hold that the only time we consider something to be Kaka is only when there's a Kli that was formed while it was attached to the ground. However, if the actual Kli was already previously formed prior to being attached to the ground, then even if you'll attach to the ground, it will never have the Shem Kaka, and therefore it's not included in the sale. However, according to Rabbi Elazar, he holds that even though this item and this mill was completed when it was detached to the ground, however, since at this point it's completely attached to the ground, therefore it has a Shem of Kaka, and therefore it's included in the sale, and we will stop over here.